Ah, the summer treasure hunt. Do you ever just think, I'm going to do a renovation and find something in the wall, dig a hole and find something in the ground, dig it in your garden and you hit something? It's like a movie. Remember the guy that was renovating his house here and he found bottles of whiskey from the 1920s, from the Prohibition era? We had them on. Well, we got another one. And I don't want to say that Dave Olson in Michigan has balls, but Dave Olson in Michigan has balls. 158 bowling balls. Yeah, he found them under his house, and Dave joins us now. David Olson in Michigan, great to have you on the program. Tell me what happened, how you found all these bowling balls, and this is the weirdest find ever.
Well, thank you for having me, Evan. And I guess the story starts when I moved into the current home I live at 2 years ago, and we had an inspection done, and the inspector had noted that our steps in the back of our house needed to be demolished. And so anyway, took 2 years to get around to that project, but I finally started it 2 weeks ago, and it took some balls, but in my spare time, I got a hammer to strike the concrete, and I found a bunch of balls, 158 of them. And yeah.
So wait a second. You dismantle the stairs and just describe, like, when you saw the first one, did you know what it was? Like, were they just buried in the backyard?
Yeah, it was really strange. It was there's a concrete pad on top of a bunch of cinder blocks, and some of those blocks, the years and the mortar had fallen out. So I was able to actually pull one of the blocks out and look in there, and I kind of dusted some sand away and saw a black and blue sphere, and I thought that was kind of strange. So I had continued to dig out and pulled the thing out, and it is the same size as a bowling ball, but at first I wasn't sure because there's no holes in it or markings in the first one. So I was definitely shocked at that point.
And then you just kept digging, and it's like, oh, to find a couple bowling balls is one thing, but to find, oh, like 158. So then what happened? You must have been like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, definitely. I had pulled the one out, and then I was just kind of dusting through the sand, and they were packed in there really tight. So it's like I couldn't really get them all out without removing the sand. So before I had even crushed anything up, I had pulled like 10 or 15 balls out. Like, this is crazy. And some of those balls that I found at that point had Brunswick, the manufacturer's name on it. So I started taking pictures and sent them to Brunswick. They have a facility. They don't make bowling balls anymore, but they have offices in my town. And they were able to give me some information on them because I was a little concerned about the safety of that, if it was a hazardous material or what I was dealing with.
So you pull out, like, were they all together or were they buried all over the property?
It was all in a space of, you guys use the metric system, so it's
You can use
probably,
feet. We do both.
okay,
We can do it all.
little flexible,
A
but
little
yeah,
flexy.
it's probably about a 5 foot by 8 foot section that was maybe 3 feet tall, and all of those balls were in that area. It blew my
Really? They
mind.
all fit in that? So it was like this bowling ball coffin there. So why were they there in your backyard? That is the mystery. Has that been solved yet?
I think I've got a pretty good idea at this point. And I describe it as a sea of balls because as I was
Is
taking
so
them out, I
creepy.
was pushing them behind me, and by the time I had gotten all the balls out, I could not walk behind me because the sea of balls was in the way. So at that point, I had my son pushing them off the ledge, and we'd getting them out of the way. But yeah, anyway, through my Facebook group, the community just loved the story and passed it around to everyone. Well, come to find out, a few of the past Brunswick employees chimed in and had mentioned that in the 50s and 60s, they would put a dumpster out behind the building and fill it up with all their scrap. And it was actually like the employees were really happy to take that from them, and Brunswick was happy to get rid of it and not have to throw it in a landfill. So it was kind of like a reward to the employees to get to take the scrap balls. And I'm thinking the guy who owned my house realized that that was cheaper than dirt. It was basically a free fill, so he took advantage of that. And
that is crazy. So are they in good shape? Like, could someone use them, or are they all just degraded?
I think at this point they're would be better purpose for art is what I'm using them for, but they're pretty degraded, and there's noticeable defects on all of them. Like, they, I think they had a machine that would actually gouge them up, because there's similar spirals on each of them that are like grooves cut into them, so that they, I'm guessing they just didn't want them to end up in circulation and make Brunswick look bad when a ball falls apart going down the lane.
It's just so crazy. So you, what are you going to use them for? You got 158 bowling balls in your yard. Like, what are you going to do with them?
Well, that was a question I asked the public in my group. And at, when I first started this thing, I was thinking maybe a few people will like it, but it turned into like 3,500 people actually seeing it and responding. And so I think I have just about every idea possible. However, I think the one that I started on the other day was using them for landscape edging, just to separate the grass from where I want to keep my plants. And so I dug a trench and popped them in there, and they look great. And I think for now I'm going to just put them all in like that, just to store them. And then some other ideas I had were to kind of go vertical with a sculpture, and I have to find a way to drill some holes into them, but put them on pipes and kind of stick them together that way. And
that is crazy. Is it? It could be a tourist attraction now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Or either that, or I could start a new game called Yard Bowling, where you can just take the junk balls and throw them at whatever.
How old is your son?
I actually have three children, but the son that was helping me is five.
Oh my God, that is amazing. He must love it. Because I have like a 16-year-old, one of my kids is 16, and if I told my 16-year-old son I have a sea of balls in there, you know what kind of jokes he would be making. That's all I would hear, because that's what teenage boys are all alike. This would be his greatest story all ever. All his buddies would love it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of some appropriate and some quite inappropriate puns out there. So,
oh, I bet you have. But you know what? How fun. Like, have you been getting calls from all over the world now, David?
Oh, yeah. It's my my uncle's been following this really closely, and he actually had a friend in Brazil send him an article. So far, I have seen Brazil, Sweden, the Netherlands, Canada, of course. I did another radio interview 2 days ago now. But yeah, it's just one after the other. My messenger is just full of requests, and I'm trying to spread the word of positivity and do as many as.
Well, you know what I love? It's just like, it's the summer. We need some great stories. I love this story. Just, it's so crazy. 158 bowling balls under Michigan homeowner David Olson's house. He's going to use them to decorate his yard, maybe some yard bowling. David, good luck. That's fun. That's a great story. You put a smile on our face, and I can tell you what, right now a smile's worth $1 million. Thanks, my friend.
Right. Thank you for having me.
Yes, David Olson. That's great.